Right now in Melbourne, Breastscreen Victoria is holding a very important event. They recently ran a study on the issues and experiences of trans and gender diverse people with breast screenings. Now, I was a bit of a loss when I first decided to cover this important story. To be honest, I had no idea what a breast screening even was. So that was the first question I put to CEO of Breastscreen Victoria, Vicky Pridmore.
All good questions if you've never had any exposure to breast screens. So breast screen offers throughout Australia, and here in Victoria I manage it, offers free breast cancer screening every 2 years and our target is age 50 to 74, although you can get breast cancer at any age. Being a woman and growing older are the main risk factors. And so this year in the state of Victoria, we're aiming to screen about 260,000 women.
Wow.
And, you know, that grows year on year on year. And I think part of why we're pleased to be able to have the opportunity to speak with you today, Darcy, is that we know there's some real differences in people from smaller groups within the population who actually don't screen as often or at all as more mainstream Anglo 60-year-old woman, if you like.
Right.
And so we're particularly, in this instance, we're particularly keen to make our services or to understand how to make our services more accessible for trans and gender diverse people. And we've been working with TGV to achieve this, and we're aiming for a rainbow tick, which is the accreditation status to get to show that you are, in fact, trans and gender diverse inclusive in how you operate your service.
So do most clinics typically accommodate trans people?
In theory, they all accommodate trans people,
mm-hmm.
But it's about trying to get that message out so that trans people are comfortable to walk through the door. And I think what we're thinking about doing, and we'll follow through on this, is in fact to identify the Rose Clinic, which is the clinic inside DJ's in the mall, to identify that as our first formal trans and gender diverse clinic, so that people who would like to attend for screening can be very confident that all of the staff have been well trained and will offer a service that is in fact totally inclusive.
Great. And talking about the risk of breast cancer, when it comes to transgender people, is there a high risk or what are we looking at?
Oh, okay, good questions again. Well, look, the highest risks are around being female and ageing. So that's
right.
Where the bulk of breast cancers occur. But there's actually quite limited research and information about risk for TGD people. But what we do know is that hormone therapy increases breast cancer risk. So in the trans and gender diverse population, in the mainstream population as well, and that recent guidelines out of America and Canada recommend that trans women over 50 be offered 2 yearly screening after they've had 5 years of hormone use. And so we're essentially adopting that position in our policy documentation and in our training. I think the other thing is that we know that many people in the TGD community actually may have slightly higher risk behaviours. So, and by that I mean smoking, higher rate of alcohol consumption, perhaps not taking care of their diet or their exercise as well as they might because there are other stresses happening. And all of those sort of lifestyle factors add additional sort of, they're small, but they are additional layers of risk. And they're actually factors that all of us can manage in many ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. And I guess do the same rules apply for a trans woman with getting breast screening? Is it something that you want to get done, you know, bi-yearly or at the age of 50 or before that?
Well, after 5 years, for a trans woman, we'd say after 5 years of hormone treatment. So that's the sort of working rule. But I think coming along, you know, before that and getting to understand the system and the clinics and how they work and what they feel like and what the people, you know, how the people respond to you and what they ask you, and just getting building up that level of confidence is not a bad way to go. But we, you know, our formal line, our public line would be after 5 years of HRT, really.
Right.
And so that's for trans women. For trans men, I mean, we have invited trans men along to our event tonight, which is on at the Rose Clinic as well. But there's a whole range of other issues, because we know, you know, we've had some surveys, and one of the quotes we got back, which just makes me want to cry, was, "I'd rather have cancer and die than have a mammogram with my original chest." You know, and so this is a very difficult group to say we want to help you protect, you know, and look after your own health in a way that is most comfortable for you. And it may be that getting the information out there is enough so that if they have a trusted health professional, that prompts them to at least go along to their GP and have a chat. So we are hoping that both trans women and trans men and other members of the TGD community come along tonight for our forum at the Rose Clinic. And because we have committed to, in fact, having that conversation, both in formal ways and less formal ways, we've got a survey, which I think we put up on Joy, because I spoke with Cass and Macca on their segment last Saturday, and they put up our survey for us on the Joy site, and also some information around the event that's happening tonight, because we've got Rowena Allen coming along, and also Ruth McNair and Catherine Barrett, who are going to talk about, they're going to lead a discussion basically around the results we've had from our survey, and what we understand to be the barriers, and what we'd like to hear are really the barriers for the community to be involved, and to talk about some strategies, or to give us some strategies, us being Breastscreen, for increasing screening by TGD people.